In other news, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has met Iraqi religious and political leaders on his second day of visit to Iraq. Zarif is leading a delegation of businessmen to the neighboring country. His five-day trip is aimed at boosting private sector trade, among other things. Ali Musawi reports.
During his second day of visit to Iraq, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met with a host of Iraqi religious leaders, including the president of the Iraqi Sunni Endowment Council, thanked the Islamic Republic for its support in defeating Daesh terrorists.
In truth, if it wasn't for the role played by the Islamic Republic in 2014, something terrible might have happened. Iran stood by Iraq on more than one occasion. We thank the Islamic Republic on all its positive and constructive stances.
Zarif later met with Parliament Speaker Mohammed Al-Halbousi and members of the largest parliamentary bloc, the Construction Alliance. Zarif, accompanied by six Iraqi ministers, also addressed hundreds of participants at the Iran-Iraq Joint Trade Conference, exploring ways for boosting bilateral trade and investment.
When we invite 200 companies to an economic forum and 1,000 attend to greet the Iranian foreign minister, that's a clear message of cooperation and friendliness. An Iraqi businessman is getting sanctioned by some countries for trading with the Islamic Republic. In response, we request the Iranian foreign minister to remove all entry visas and fees for Iraqi investors.
The top Iranian diplomat duly obliged to the request and emphasized how deep the two countries' relations go.
On behalf of the Islamic Republic, I tell you that the Iraqi people are not our brothers and sisters, they are ourselves. The blood of Iranians and Iraqis blended together. Our futures are intertwined, our cultures are connected, our histories are joined. Our dear brothers and sisters, we have lived side by side for thousands of years. Our relationship is tenfold older than some of the countries trying to impose their will on us.
Zarif also met with Iraqi President Barham Saleh. On Tuesday, he, along with the business delegation, will travel to the Iraqi Kurdish region to continue the work on increasing private sector cooperation and solidify political ties. The second day of Zarif's visit to Iraq proved that the depth of bilateral relations exceed politics, as they are deeply rooted in religion, culture, and commerce. Ali Musawi, Press TV, Baghdad.